Every morning we invite a songwriter in and they have 10 minutes to write a song based on audience suggested topics. So today, a little over an hour away, you could call in and say, hey, I saw this story in the news. I thought I'd make this awesome 10-minute tune. And newbie Krista Angelucci will have to put it into a song. But yesterday, Connor Sweet was here. Here's how things unfolded in case you missed it. Hey, Connor Sweet.
Good morning.
Today's tune will be sweet, guaranteed.
Now, Connor is turned 21 since the last time
we saw him, guys.
Oh, yes.
So I don't know if you can tell.
You look drunker.
He looks a little drunk, right?
Yeah. Oh, don't tell my mama that.
No, it's a marathon, not a sprint, Connor.
We're going to look to social media. If we have time, we'll grab a couple calls.
Going to start with Mike Palizzo. The World Health Organization has declared gaming disorder as a real addiction.
I saw that.
So Mike wants you to write something around that because he thinks he suffers from it.
Being in the millennial generation, I feel like the video game thing needs to be addressed.
Yeah.
It needs to be because it's getting out of hand a little bit. Curing video game addiction.
Curing. That's right. Recognized by the World Health Organization now as a real addiction.
I like it already.
I remember playing Tetris as a kid.
Me too.
Now I can pack my car, no big deal to me. And when I see a duck fly across my blind, you can bet it's gonna die.
Duck Hunt?
Cause Duck Hunt raised me right. And Candy Crush sure to give me a rush, and Madden made me forget who I was, and Sim 3 gave me an online love. Now you can say I'm a guitar hero for all of those virtual sold-out shows. Picked up all the girls playing Pokemon Go, and Mario Kart made me the king of the road. Who needs a real world when I got one I control? That's how a video game addict rolls.
Yes.
New 10-minute tune from Krista Angelucci, who's never written one before, will happen today. You can drop topics on our Facebook page or join us. Call in. We're going to do it right after Kelly gets her tattoo this morning, live on air. It's Ty, Kelly, and Chuck.